All right, so we're starting a new sukkah today. We'll be in this for a little while, a couple weeks, 3 weeks. Yeah, maybe. Okay. Okay. All right, so two things. First, this may sound, on the surface, this is not going to sound like such an exciting sukkah, except for Koppel and Rosedahl. Guys like Korbanos. Great, wonderful. So for the guys who like Korbanos, even better.
Bread and butter.
But as
I like the slaughtering part.
Excellent. But what's great about this is when you get past the stuff you guys don't, that most of you guys are ignorant about, which is not your fault, you don't learn Korbanos in school, the svaras are, in my opinion, amazing. The concepts behind them are amazing. And that's a lot of times that's the issue with Korbanos. You got to get through the surface layer to get to the real svaras. Just to kind of map out, I'd say a good chunk of the sugya is this one large tosfos. Okay? It's a big tosfos. It's actually one of four. We may touch on one of the other ones. We're not doing all four. No, because they're repetitive. The one that's most drawn out is the one in Zvachim. We may do the one in Psachim also because he adds like one little extra point. Okay? Now, this is a great, great tosfos methodology section. Okay? Really. I mean, it's a tosfos where, you guys remember when we did the Ruch Chaims and the Brisker Ravs, you know, they'll bring up possibilities almost for the sake of intellectual honesty and reject them. This tosfos is filled with them. Okay? It's like, possibility, reject, possibility, reject, possibility, reject. Okay? So obviously our job is going to be to analyze why he felt that was a reasonable possibility and why he rejects it. Okay? Now, the other thing also is, I'm trying to be a little bit sympathetic because you guys have very little background in this stuff. So I'll do my best to fill in factual gaps as much as possible. Not precedents, but more factual information you guys may not know about. Okay? Okay. And it sounds like, What do you mean?
Don't worry.
So what's the topic? The topic sounds like the kind of thing that the topic is very simple. Okay, there is the korban tamid in the morning, and then korban tamid, we'll call it of the
afternoon.
Yeah, it's not the right word. Bein harbayim.
Evening.
But like not evening either. We'll get to that. It's like later in the day. Okay. No.
Oh God.
Okay. Later in the day. Okay. We'll get to that. We're gonna actually have a definition for that. So a korban tamid. So yeah, you'll say it's going to be part of it. Yeah. So there's a korban tamid brought in the morning and a korban tamid brought later on in the day. So there's two mitzvah / yisurim, or multiple actually, I learned out from this. One is that you cannot bring anything prior to the tamid in the morning. Okay, everyone understand that? Okay, one, two. You're supposed to. We'll get to this also. You need to complete all your sacrifices before the ben arbayim. And then the question is, can I then bring the sacrifice after the Tamashim and Arbayim, okay? Is everyone clear about that? That's what we're going to be dealing with. Our first focus is going to be on the morning sacrifice. All right, that's going to be our focus, okay? Simple as that. Okay. All right, let's look at the Mishnah. We'll start the Mishnah. Come on, it's the shortest Gemara I've ever given you guys, right? Mishnah is in Psachim Nun Ches Samad Aleph, I think.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just can't read so well. Go. Right.
Tamid Nishka B'shmonu Maksa, the Tamid was slaughtered in the 8.5 hour, the Karev B'teshu Maksa, and was brought in the 9.5 hour.
Okay, that's really all we need to know. Read another line.
Bar V'Psachim Nishka B'shavu Maksa, the Karev B'shmonu Maksa, on Arif Pesach, it was slaughtered in the 7.5 hour and brought in the 8.5 hour.
Okay, so what's the first thing you see from the Mishnah?
Time changes.
What meaning? Good.
There's
and there isn't a kavuah zman, so to speak. Sort of. Yes. Oh. No. Let's use our way of looking at time today. So I would say normally the tamid ben arbayim is brought at 7 p.m. Right. But on Pesach, what happens? Erev Pesach, what happens? It shifts. Okay. It shifts. Okay. Well, let's keep that in mind. Okay. Okay. Gemara.
How do you know that nothing goes before
Shashachar,
nothing goes before the Tamid in the morning? Tamilum, or the Pasuk says, Barach Allah Ha'olah.
That's it. Okay, it says, okay, now I want you to memorize this Pasuk. I have it written out here. Okay. Va'esh al ha-mizbeach tukad bo lo sikhbeh. Right? Uvier alea kohen etim ba-boker ba-boker. Ve'arach. Okay, so what is that? What's the first part of the Pasuk? Right? Okay, so number one, there was a fire always lit on the Mizbeach. He knows this by now, right? Then after that, the Kohanim bring up the wood, right? That's on what's called the Maracha. They bring up the wood. And then the Aracha Leah HaOlah. And then what happens?
They organize the Olah.
Well, okay, good. We'll call it the sacrifice, but whatever. The Ola sacrifice is starting to be done, which is referring to which sacrifice? The Tamid.
Well, we don't know that.
We do. It's a Tamid, okay? Don't be... And then, Victor Alech, Chavei Ashlamim. Okay, and then what happens after that?
You bring whatever else.
Okay, we'll get to that. But Haktara is a very important word. You have to know this also, because sometimes people get confused by this. What does the word Haktara mean?
Bring
very important.
Sacrifice.
No. That's what I was waiting for. No.
It's not
okay. Ktores, right, is incense. Haktara, don't get confused by this. The language is very important here. Haktara can refer both to Ktores and to the limbs. It's the burning, it's the burning of the limbs or the fats, etc. It's okay, Rosa. Don't worry. You'll have your chance to shine. Okay.
I knew that was wrong.
What's that again?
You fell into the trap.
It's like the limbs and the fats produce a pleasant smell.
No, it's irrelevant. It's just, it's a good thing halakhically. I don't care what the effect is. Okay, so it says, Varachalei ha'olah. So what does that teach you? What comes first? We'll call it Zanavodo. The first thing that comes first, the first thing is the Korban Tamid of the morning, okay? Ha'olah. Is that clear? Mm-hmm. That seems pretty benign, right?
Yes.
Okay. In fact, you would argue there's nothing to define here. Okay. What? Good. What? Okay. Gemara Zvachim. Sorry, Mishnah. So Mishnah is Peites Amud Aleph.
Anything that's more common than its friend but precedes its friend.
Okay.
So meet him Kodim and Musafin, the Karam Tamid is brought before the Karam Musaf.
Stop. Right. Why?
Because it's Tamid's every day and Musaf.
Good. Simple reason. So how do you know one comes before the other? Because the Tamid is the more common sacrifice. Right? Kol, right? What's the principle? Good. That which is done more often, right, comes first. Simple principle. We'll get the afternoon. Let's do it morning right now. Afternoon has its own problems. I know. Okay, so if I have a choice in front of me of a Tamid and a Musaf, what comes first? The Tamid. So Gemara?
From what we know, Minalan, what do you mean from what we know? Amar Taima. It gave it the reason. Milvad Ola Saboker.
Because it says Milvad Ola Saboker. Okay. What does milavad olas saboker mean?
Besides.
That's a good way to translate it. Besides. Okay. Keep going.
Maybe it's just that tamidim go before musafim because they're more common. Musafim, the musafim, you know. But how do we know that the different subcategories of musafim go before each other?
That's where tadir applies. You understand? That's where tadir applies. Okay. Fine. Good. So just keep that in mind. So we have another pasuk. Milavad olas saboker. Okay, so what does that the fact that it says milavad olas saboker teaches us what? Teaches us the tamid comes from the musaf.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what is what do you call? Maybe you'll say tamidin is what do you call it? You'll say tamidin hein dekad mil musafim mishum de tadiri, right? So what does that mean?
That tamidin go before musafim because
they're more tadir. That we can understand, but how would you know musaf to musaf? Right? How would you know which musaf comes first? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're gonna put the musaf into the side. No, don't care about the musafin. All you have to care about is that the tadiris it applies to the what it called the korban tamid. So how do you know the korban tamid comes before the korban musaf?
It happens more. I mean, we have the pasuk.
It's the pasuk.
I know, but what do they learn after the pasuk?
Tadir,
right? What happened to
ha'olah? Yeah.
Again, in psachim it says ha'olah. That's why the olah comes first, right? Right. Here it seems to be saying what makes the tamid comes first. Why would the Tamid come first? Because it's Tadiris.
Well,
it's more common.
But
in saying what I just said, right, again, there's nothing in the Tamid. This is why Tosa is going to go nuts. There's nothing in the Tamid or the Musaf that tells me which one should go first. So what do you apply to it? Tadir. But Ha'olah seems to imply what?
There is something
in the Olah that demands it goes first. That's why this is going to be such a powerful issue. One more time. I want to make sure everyone understands that, okay? Pinter, you got to understand this, okay? I have in front of me Korban A and Korban B. I have no idea which one goes first because nothing in the sacrifice that tells me which way to go. So what Halacha can do is Halacha can come along and give a principle, right? Meaning Tadir, right? Now there's nothing in the Korban that tells me why one should come before the other, but Tadir means the one that's more common. We do. That's not a logical reason, okay? But the problem is that we have another Gemara that tells us, no. The reason why the Korban Tamid comes first is because it's Ha'olah. Ha'olah means it is intrinsically the one that comes first. You understand? So now we have an interesting, we have a conflict here. Is it extrinsic reason or intrinsic reason? And that's not defining anything.
The next one makes it even worse.
Menachos is mem test, right?
Hatzmidim imachin es musafin. The current Talmud does not hold back the current musaf. Below musafin, machin es tamidim. and the Musaf does not hold back the Tameh.
Now, you should start scratching your head at this point in this Mishnah. I did.
How would the Musaf be Me'akev?
Why? Okay, what have we established up to this point in time?
There's a
Seder, right? That's what you would think?
That's my first instinct, yes.
Interesting. Okay.
Even if you miss the first part of the Seder, you do the second part.
Okay.
I don't think that I would think that initially.
No?
If you miss part of the Seder...
If I said Tadr Vashenu Tadr Kodem, right? Then I'd agree. I'd say, okay, you know what? So listen, I did the wrong order. But if I said Ha'olah...
Then you have to like redo it from the beginning.
It would seem that way. Oh, really? Tosos is going to say that. I would say Ha'olah would seem to teach me no. That's what I would say. Okay. I didn't think of it. Tosos did. Okay.
They don't. Congregation does not have both the Tamid and a Mosaf.
What does that actually mean?
They have one animal,
and I got to figure out what do we do with Shabbos. What do we do? Do we do the Tamid or do the Mosaf?
Or do they have two?
What?
They have two animals.
No, we're going to get to that. No, we're going to get to that case, right?
Is a mehen kodem? Which one of them takes precedence? Hichi dami, what's the case? Ilei matminim diyoma musafe diyome. If you're going to say that they're both the ones that are to be brought today, pshita tminim adife. It's obvious that the tamid is more important. The havulei tader umekudash, because it's more common and mekudash.
Right, it's interesting. We'll see. Tosos doesn't pay that much attention to it. We'll have to take that up also. So why would the tamid come first? Because it's more common and mekudash. Okay, so we'll get to that. Anyone know offhand why the Ola would be more... I just gave it away. The Ola is more Bakudash?
Because
it's an Ola, not a Shlomo. Okay. That's not going to be important for us. Go on.
But the Tamid tomorrow or Musaf. Now, Tamidin Adife, Shekain Tader, do we say that the Tamid is better because it's more common? Odoma Musifin...
Right. So which one went out? The Gemara's not sure which one wins out. Okay.
If the reason for more kodesh is because it's an Ola versus Shlomim, then the Talmud Machor still has kedusha.
Fine. Good. So, but now here's the thing. But forget that. Now we have a plus one, right? We have a situation of a plus one versus a plus one. So what do we do?
Why does the Talmud Machor not have?
I don't know. That's not going to be our issue. Keep going. What do we care about the next point in the Gemara? What does the Gemara say?
We have a Mishnah. Ha-tamidim in ma'akin as musafin, v'lo musafin ma'akin as ha-tamidim. V'lo musafin ma'akin as ha-sad. Nothing holds anything else back. Hechidemi, what's the case? Ilema de'isle ulakadam. If you're going to say that you have it and it takes precedence.
Meaning what? No, because it's a case where I have both. Okay, let's say I have animals for both. Let's say I have in front of me, right, let's say that's going to be our case. Let's say I have in front of me, the tzibur has in front of them, animal A and animal B, right? So now they're going to, and they want to know which one comes first. Is the tamid one of the musaf? So what do you mean? The hatanya, we know what the answer is. Minayin?
Minayin, shalo yehei davar kodem the tamid. How do you know nothing goes before the tamid? Shachak, tamid lomar ve'arachal ha'ola. V'amara v'ha'ola ola rishon.
Right, so now we're back to this again, okay? All I've demonstrated to you is one simple thing, okay? The Gemara can't make up its mind insofar as what the reason is, right? We got two Gemaras that seem to say the Arachaleah Ha'ola tells you why the Talmud comes before the Musaf, and the other Gemara say no, it's because of Tadir. All I've done so far is just show you. Actually, we have another fourth Gemara. All I've done is just show you that the Gemara can't make up his mind. Does everyone understand that?
Comes before and like in what sense?
Don't you cannot define anything. Okay. Don't even bother. All right, everyone understand that? One more Gemara and then we're good to go. You guys know the Rambam and Bava Kama,
yeah.
Right? So what's the halacha? All you have to know is what's the halacha by Ashram Zelos. Money first, then korban. Good. What?
No,
was it Kufir Aleph, right? In Bava Kama?
Yeah.
Okay, go on. Now remember, listen to that word, milavad, right? We'll use your translation, besides, right? So in this pasuk, it says the asham that's given to the Kohen, besides what? The El HaKippurim that he's atoned with. Okay? Okay, now, how does Gemara learn that out?
The Kesef Bereisha. This implies that the money goes first.
Right, because Milvad's telling you what, then? In this learning, what's Milvad teaching you? How do they learn out that Kesef comes first?
Still, you haven't brought the... still, you keep your present come.
Your kapara hasn't come.
Yeah, you're in the condition that you haven't brought the aisle.
Good. Okay. So you read it. So the order you read it in, therefore, is kesef followed by what's it called? The korban. Okay. So keep going.
Amar Humer, Banan, one of the Rabbi Seller, Rava Elamayatha, but we have Pasuk, Milavad Ola Saboker.
But doesn't also say, by the Koran Pesach, Milavad Ola Saboker, right? Hachanami. Right, so what would you, that's what you would think. Okay, so this is going to be even harder to understand. That's why this Gemara is so difficult. Because this Gemara is actually teasing out the possibility that if I learn from Milvad, that Pasuk we're going to be using a lot of, right? What could it teach you? It could teach you that the Musaf comes first, right?
Yeah.
Or is that a simple reading in the Pasuk? That's it. That's all we're going to need. Okay, good. Okay. Good. That's what, I did this as a favor to you guys. Why is this a favor for you? So you can actually understand Tosfos, because Tosfos is going to start firing bullets from these cases. So to make your life easier, if you didn't follow anything so far, I can live with that. Okay, just try to put it in the back burner. But for now, you have some familiarity. What's the issue? Number one, it says Ha'ola one place, Tadir in a different place. Does everyone understand that?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, we're good with that, right? Even if you don't understand the various Gemaras, I'll bring it back in as we go through Tosfos.
Why is Ha'ola necessary when you have Tadir?
That's good. Well,
the
not...
Why do we need Tadir?
Why do you need both?
Well, no, because
it's you're having preference for one over the other.
That's
too slow.
Levad olas haboker asher leolas hatamid. So that's how we learn out Tadirus, because the pasuk says besides the olas haboker asher leolas hatamid, which is the first one in the morning, is the ola, which is tamid.
Okay, so again, and if you're learning Tadirus, right, what comes first? The tamid. Ola. You can use Ola, that's fine.
Because it's Tamid.
Because it's Tamid. Very good. Cute.
So, okay. The Perek Tamid Mishkat. So, you might say, from the Gemara and Pesachim, Amrinan Minayin Shelo Yehei Davar Kodam LeTamid. How do we learn out that no other Korbanos are brought before the Korban Tamid in the morning? Shinemar Ha'ola Ola Rishona. The Ola is offered first.
Okay, everyone understand that? I'm literally, Tosos is repeating what I just said. Even though we're going the wrong chronological order. I'm repeating what Toso said. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So again, there's Ha'ola versus Tadir. What do we need both reasons for? Seems like such an insignificant issue. Okay.
Lamali. Why is it? Why do we have this?
Right. I'm going to cheat with Biri Tosos. Ha'ola. What do we need Ha'ola for?
Yeah.
Okay. Why not just have Tadir? Okay.
Tapekli Mihacha. Why don't we just learn it out from this Gloran Zvachim from the Pasuk of Mil?
Levad Lasaboker.
So v'chitem adahulin darmin adavos.
Okay, so maybe it's coming for what?
If you say the Gemara Pesachim is teaching specifically by nedarim and nedavos,
which would tell you that they what
cannot come before
the tamid.
The tamid,
right?
So
v'hai and
do you change it to v'tzriche? Because does that make more sense?
What do you mean?
Because the shinoi nisachos, the musaf has a set time. The nedarim and nedavos afshar b'kol yom v'tadir. They're possible to do them every day, and then they'd be considered tadir.
Stop. Okay. Beautiful. Tosos' first answer, which he's going to reject, but let's just appreciate the answer. Okay. What's his answer, Mo? Oh. Yeah. So the order is as follows. Good. You got to go out of order. The order is like this. The Gemara of Tadir tells us that if I have a tamid and a musaf in front of me, right, that which is tamid comes before that which is musaf. Forget the korban itself. Think about the word. That which is constant comes before that which is additional. That makes sense. Right? But what if I have two things in front of me that are constant? Now what do I do? Right? What do I do? No, but that's the problem. The problem is they're both constant. Right? They're both constant. We have the tamid of korban tamid, and we have nedarim adavos. Does that sound reasonable?
Wait, so which would be which?
Really? There's nothing intrinsic about nedarim adavos. What are nedarim adavos? Voluntary sacrifices, okay?
Well, that's why he says efshar.
Why is that considered tadir?
It's not about the necessary...
I know! Graver, wait. Shh. Let me just get the question out first, okay? I know, you're excited. Good. Okay.
Tadir.
Slow. Okay, 1 second. Forget tadir. There's like this. In other words, what we're saying now is I set the question up in a specific way to lay the trap, right? Because what Tosus is saying, oh, well, we have tamidus here. We have constancy. So every day the korban tamid is brought, and every day voluntary korbanos are brought. If you looked at the daily roster on a given Tuesday in the temple, what you would see is 7 a.m. sacrifice, right? Ola sacrifice, 8 a.m. What do you call it? Voluntary sacrifices by gravers, okay? Okay, that sounds like they're similar. But Weiss is right. That's not true. Because you know why? Every single day what had to take place?
The Tamid.
But you could have days where there's no Nedarim and Davos. How does that make an equivalent constancy? This is not true. It's a lie.
What's the capability?
It's a lie. It's a lie.
Maybe
it's the capability. What does he say?
Okay, so he goes on and says, Ha b'parakat chilas. In Menachot it says, Maisi b'had yakara d'ha ola amas nisan d'ha t'midin in makbin es ha-musafin d'ka amar. So, that Gemara said, or the Mishnah said there, that the...
Ha-ola, right?
Yeah, fine. I'll just go on. Ha-hikidah, Mishnah has this. Eid is lay, likdom.
No, wait a second, wait a second. We just... Oh, okay, go on. Sorry, go on.
Oh, wait, go on.
But so explain that. So what is he Menachos? Menachos tells us what?
Gemara Menachos says, or the Mishnah says, the Tmidin are not Mahakev, the Musafin, the Musafin are not Mahakev, the Tmidin, the Musafin are not Mahakev, that's each other.
Right.
So that's clearly talking about Musafin. And the Gemara tries to ask, what is this case, Hechidami? And it says, so Ida is like, if you have both a Ola and a Musaf, then Velikim, then you think maybe. If you switch them, that would be the case.
Right.
But then we said, no, of course that can't work because of the Pasuk Vatane, we learned the Bryce, I mean, actually, hey, Davar.
And what do they quote over there? Ha'ola.
Ha'ola, ola, ola.
Right. So it's not Tadir that's teaching you which one comes first. It's Ha'ola.
Ha'ola.
Okay. We'll get to old Kasha Tfein in a second. Okay. Fine.
Sequential.
All right, one second. So, Mo, one more time. So what Tosfos is his first Kasha?
Which of the one that we
His first Kasha is that in Menachos, what makes the Ola come first?
Ola.
The Ola, wait, what makes the Ola come first?
The Korban Tamid.
The Korban Tamid comes first because of the Pasuk of Ola.
Ha'ola.
Ha'ola, yeah.
So keep saying it that way. Ha'ola. Okay, good.
Isn't Tadir like a weaker principle though?
Now, this is the question that really bothers
us. Question. Bisof Hagoz Lakama, in Baba Kama we say, Darish Midichsiv Milavad Ela Kippurim. So we derive from the fact that it says, besides the Ela Kippurim, Nechlal de Kesef Bereisha, that he has to pay back the money first,
good.
And then he has Ela Kippurim come after. Uparich Elame Ata. But from here, Milavad Ola Saboker, Michal
Dumusaf and Beresha, right? That's what you think?
Yeah.
The Hatanya.
The Hatanya, Minayin Shaloyehe Davar. So there, it says, since we say by Milavad Ela Kippurim, Milavad there means that the Ela Kippurim comes after, then also by Milavad Ola Saboker, the Tamid shall. The Ola Satamid should come after the Musaf.
Right, the Gemara actually has that possibility.
And now it says no because of the fact that it says Ha'ola.
Right. Ha'orisha. So what's the kasha? Havla de mechrach,
mas nisan. Havla de mechrach, mas nisan. Dehacha de adarama de darish midichsiv milavad olas haboker mechlal de tmidin kodmin.
Kodmin, stop. Okay. So now he's flipping and he's saying now. So what's the kasha tvei Moshe Rosendahl, my Tosos reader?
So in where milavad there means after you already pay the money back, only after milavad you have. The Yom Kippur, the Ale of Yom Kippur.
Right.
So then the Gemara asks, oh, so then we see by Milvad Olas HaBoker, Milvad there should mean that after you already bring the Korban Musaf, then you can bring the Tamid.
Or again, it towards that possibility.
Yeah.
But that's the opposite of what?
Well, we just...
In other words, he's saying, how could the Gemara even suppose a Havamina like that? It's absurd.
And it didn't bring there...
But you understand, that's why is it Kasha Tfei? Why is it a stronger Kasha? Like, it's really bothering him. Because if you're going to tell me there's a Seder, right? Forget Ma'akeh for a second. He's going to bring that in soon. But let's get into there's a Seder, right? How could the Gemara even have a possibility? It's like reverse entropy. It's absurd. You can't contemplate reverse entropy. Well, it's an absurd idea. Guys, focus. Tmidin Musafin, right? Tamid and Nedar Medavos. So Tosa has an easy solution to this problem. It's not a Stira, right? Because it says Tadir, Tadirus, right? Constancy. Right, or what's done more often, just teaches you if I have two different types of korbanos, right? I have A versus B. So I got to know which one comes first. So Tadir tells you which comes first, okay? Fine, so then what's Ha'ola tell you? Oh, Ha'ola tells you within those things that happen often, or we'll call it equally often, just to bias it a bit, the things that are equally often, I got to know which way to go. So Ha'ola teaches you which way to go, okay? But Tosos rejects that, okay? But let's think about it. Is that really, let's understand the Havamina. Is that really a sensible Havamina? Are they really the same type of Tadir?
He doesn't reject that.
I mean, it depends on your definition of Tadir.
You guys have a difficult time with this. Tosfos, right, himself doesn't supply the Maskana. You understand? We need to. Tosa says, here's my possibility, Darna Dabas. Then he's going to show you why it doesn't work, almost like an external way. What I want to understand is that, what is it about Nedarim HaDabas that doesn't lend themselves to Tzmidus, if that's a word? If tadir was a measurement of occurrence, of, right? Let's say of practical occurrence, then you're done. Because then the Dharma, then that's why Tosafot say you'd be done with this whole sugya. I think he brings this up initially to tell us what tadir here means. Right. Because if that were true, then the Dharma Dabas are just as tamid, so to speak, as the Karma Tamid. Right? Honestly. And it doesn't pay. The point is that it doesn't matter. The point is if, so exactly right. If it's
it
if tadir is a,
like it. It doesn't make any sense.
Right. If tadir is a measure of occurrence, then they're even. Okay? But what he's saying is that no, he's saying that, see, that's the thing. Tadir is actually an idea in the nature of the thing itself, meaning the Dharma. They're voluntary. Voluntary things are definitionally atemporal, right? Because when do I bring them?
Never.
Well, I, can we do whenever. That? Whenever. No, that's a whenever. That's the whole point.
There's
whenever.
No time that you bring
right, them. Right. Think about that. So that's a fascinating way to look at tadiris. Tadiris here means that it has to be in time. That's why he gets rid of the Dharma Dabbas immediately. So now we have a better understanding of what tadir here means, right? So now what's his first kasha? We saw, he wants to know, what do we need, what do you call it? Ha'ola, we have tadir, right? Now his first kasha is ha'beperek t'cheles.
Ha'beperek t'cheles, ma'isi behedya krada ha'ola amas nisan deha t'midim in ma'akben esim musafin. Wait, that's, yeah, that's the first question.
Yeah.
Ma'akben esim musafin, like amar, hefidami. So, idi islay, lichting. So, in the Gemara, in Menachos, the Mishnah says, 3 days on Akiv, the Musaf, and so too conversely. And it says, oh, so what is this case? So let's say you have both, you're able to bring the
I have A and B.
A and B.
Right.
So and so let's say you can proceed B to A.
Right. Especially knowing what? What makes the case in the Gemara stronger? Because they're not Ma'akiv each other, so then what? Who cares which one comes first, right? Okay. Well, that's the whole point. What would the order be? Right. If one's not Ma'akiv the other, then what's the idea of order? So.
So that can't be the case.
Right,
Vahatanya. So Vahatanya, Shelo Yehei Davar.
Right, now I'm getting cheating using Be'er Tosfos, right? What are they, remember from Menachos, that's why you have the Menachos in front of you. What do they use to prove that the Talmud comes from the Musaf? What? In Menachos, yeah.
Yeah, this is right there. Amar Rav Ha'olah.
Ha'olah. It uses Ha'olah, right? So, 1 second. So there it uses Ha'olah, right? Why not use?
Tadir.
Okay. Now let's get, one more time. Od kasha tvei. I'm gonna keep repeating this until everyone gets this. So everyone understand the first kasha again. Like it seems to be going back and forth. Which way do we go? Right. Okay. Od kasha tvei.
Another question. More so. The sofa goes lakama. No. Lakama says darish midachziv milvad ela kipurim mechlal dekasev bereisha uparach alamiata milvad ulas haboker mechlal demusafet bereisha. So there it says, oh, the pasuk that is beside milvado elakibur. Besides the elakibur implies that you have to give the money back first, and then you have the korban on Yom Kippur. And so to buy, when the pasuk says milvad olas haboker, that implies that you bring the musaf first, and then milvad means afterwards you bring the olas haboker. So then we say, batanya minayin shlo yehei davar, then quote, oh no, the pasuk of ve'arach ala ha'ola ha'ola ola rishona, and therefore the korban ola needs to come before the musaf. So avalei l'mifrach mimas nisan d'hacha d'ader rabbi darish midachziv milvad olas haboker nachlal d'kmidim kodmin.
Okay, meaning what? So what's the basic level? What's he asking? Why is this kashat fei? One more time. What's he asking?
He's asking since the Gemara has the havamina that well maybe since the pasuk by milvad elakipurim it means afterwards. After you give the money, Ela Kippurim happens. So too by here, Milvad Olas HaBoker means after you bring the Musaf, then and only then can you bring.
Right, which is a very strange Havmina.
Yeah.
But what's the Gemara's answer? That's a very strange Havmina.
It brings the Pasuk of Ha'ola Ola Rishona, not
right,
the Pasuk
of Tadir. Okay, so why is this Kasha Tfei? Again, what's happening here? The Gemara, the Tosus is saying the Gemara's can't make up their mind, right? It's got two principal. It's two avenues it could use, and it keeps going back and forth. But yeah, for some reason, this is kasha tfei. Why is this kasha tfei? Okay, so we'll cheat a little bit. Let's let him talk. Okay. Next.
Okay. So then he goes on and he says.
Now listen to this. Vileka lemeimar nami. So don't say what. Don't say this as well. So he's going to give a second non-answer. Ready? His second non-answer. Like, don't say this. So we need milavala soboker letzibur. Meaning what? They don't have
one of them.
Good.
So dimas nisan,
Labhiyagavna, not in this case Ayari we're talking about, Dumya the Seifa compared to the Seifa Diktani, Dam Khatas Kodem Ladam Ola.
Yeah, you know what that's talking about, right? Okay.
Because you gotta look at the next Mishnah.
What? The next our Mishnah. I'm saying like it's in the sources I gave you guys. No?
No.
Nope.
Really?
You didn't tell us the
I didn't tell you to look at it. Yeah, it's on the sheet.
It's on.
What?
Okay, so what's that case? So Moshe, explain. These guys are confused.
He didn't check it, but it is.
Okay, so maybe you'll say like this. Maybe you'll say that what's the case? In a case where what do you need Milavad Olas HaBoker for? Let's say the Tzibor has what?
Only one of them.
Only one.
One. Doesn't know what to do. Okay? So which one comes first?
Olas HaBoker.
Olas HaBoker. Okay? Now what? Whereas Ha'ula applies if I have both. Okay?
Yeah.
So again, Tadir applies where? In which situation?
Where you only have one.
I only have one. So if I only have one, which one comes first? The one that's more... Yeah, let's say the Tzibor has one animal. What do we use the Tamid from the Musab? Which one do we do? So which one comes first? The Tamid. Why? Tadir. Now, therefore, what does Ha'ula teach you?
When you have both, which one you do first.
But that's the hard part, right? So what would you say? So that's coming to teach you, if I have both, what will come first? The Ola. You can't say that. So again, answer number two. Answer number two is that what do I have in front of me? What's the case? I need Tadir for when I have one animal, right? But if I have, both, what comes first?
You use Ola.
Ha'Ola? That's strange, isn't it?
Why isn't the reverse? Why isn't Tadir for when you have both and Ola is for when you have one? Like, what's the reason why he says one way or the other?
Because Ha'ola, I think, is clearly talking about when you have both. It's talking about the concept of death.
Maybe. I think it's part of the answer.
It seems to be more like order-oriented, so it doesn't make sense to say if you only have one, which one do you do? Because the point isn't... Tadir isn't trying to establish which one is necessarily more important.
Because our Mishnah tells us what? La b'chiyai gav na'ayri.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. So...
It's not talking about that case. Why? So, what's that stop? Okay, so how is that? How is that an answer? What do you mean? You own a chatas, and it's trying to tell you which one comes first of the two, and it's using what? Right, but it's using which limud?
What by the mission? By the mission of Tadir.
Exactly, Tadir. Mm-hmm. Good. Weiss has got it. All right? You guys, so his answer is that, we have to define this. His answer is that the Mishnah, right? In other words, what he wants to say is another very clever possibility. You need to explain how this works, okay? And your question is a good question. I understand what's bothering you. You have to answer the following. Tosus is saying that Tadir applies when I have one animal, right? I don't know which one to do. Well, I don't know which one to use it for. Do I use it for Tamid or use it for Musaf? Right? So Tadir tells you which one to use it for. But if I have two animals, right, how do I know which one comes first? The Tamid versus the Musaf? Ha'ola. Okay? But Tosa says that can't be. Because the Mishnah uses Tadirus, right, not in a case where I have one, but in a contrast of A to B. You understand? Yeah. Okay, so here's non-answer number three. Okay? Don't say this either. Don't say this answer.
You can answer the non.
Now this one, when I first read it, I was like, this is not cool, okay? Dechad le-mitzvah, dechad le-akev. Okay, why is that such a problem? Okay, so just read the answer why they can't be. This is the ikuvaleka.
Because it's open.
It's open in the Mishnah. But that shows you, by the way, this is a great lesson in Tosus methodology. Tosus is not playing us for idiots. We just read the Mishnah. We know that they're not makiv. But Tosa still wants another logical possibility. So what's this possibility? So maybe, which one do you need for which?
Well, we need this one to tell you about Ikov, because that's what our Mishnah says.
Okay, no. I know. Forget, pretend the Mishnah doesn't exist for a second, okay? If I have Ha'olah and Tadir, okay? So one is teaching you L'mitzvah. Meaning what? Meaning, meaning which one should come first. And then the other one's Ikov, which means what? That if I did so, then the karma's possible. Right? Yeah. Now, by the way, that's a very logical way of learning.
Right, because
Ha'olah
is like definition.
Yeah, okay, that's very logical. Right. Tadir seems to be, to use the word you guys like, Akiyam, right? Mitzvah in a Mokhar, the best way to do it, right? Right? Whatever, you know what I mean. Say, it sounds like Tadir sounds like the right thing to do, but what's the consequence if I didn't do it, right? Ha'olah teaches you, Makiv. right? That sounds very nice, except for one fundamental problem. The Mishnah says it's not Makiv. It's not Makiv.
A different Mishnah.
Whatever, yeah.
That's the question. How do we understand that? What does Ha'ola mean if it's not Makiv?
So right. But Ha'ola, I wasn't trying to give you guys a star before, but think about it. Ha'ola does sound like an intrinsic idea. It sounds like Makiv. It lends itself to Ikuv. But the problem is, we know the Talmud and Musaf are Makiv, factually.
Wait, so you're
right.
Saying the
Talmud and Musaf. Slow down.
Yeah, right, okay. So now he's going to give an answer, okay? Attempt an answer. Okay. So when it says Ha'ola, that's telling you what? That now this is, tell me what it means. L'hakdama haktara. Now, what does that mean?
To precede the haktara.
Which meaning what? This is where B'yuri Tosos is very helpful.
The burning of the imurim.
Good. Kolomar shtiyaktim es haktaras evare hatamid kodem le'evare hamusafin. Dekra zeb haktara ayri. But hokra hacha milvalas avokra. I'll explain this in a second. Shchita. The tasuas eila. Basias dam. Stop. And therefore what?
Therefore, that's a question.
Okay, it's like this. In other words, like this. Okay? What are you both looking for? So what does Ha'ola teach you? This is going to be very hard to define. What does Ha'ola teach you?
That's for Haktaras.
Ivarim needs to be of the Ola before the Musaf.
Okay, meaning what? Meaning that like this. Okay, so let's go in order. This is another thing you guys don't know. Okay? Very simple. We bring, for me, sorry. Oh, you know also. Oh, yes. Let's apply it to two korbanos, okay? I have my korban tamid as shchita, zrika, and haktara, right? And my, let's say, korban musaf has shchita, zrika, and haktara, right? Uh-huh. Everyone understand that? Now, what's the ma'akim one? What's ha'ola teach you? That, I'm going to order a tosfos. Nope.
Well, the Yaktara is the most important part of the Ola, whereas it's normally...
No, that's saying, too much. Too much, Kapil, too much.
The Yaktara of the Tamin must come before the Yaktara.
Okay, good. Right. So if I had... But, right, what could... Now again, let's play it out. But the Shrita of the Musaf could come before the Tamin. Right. As long as, when it comes to burning the limbs and fats, right. That by the Tamin must be... done first. Okay? So if you, right. So if you saw a process, I wish I had a marker that worked. If you saw the process, it'd be like this. In other words, I have my shrita and my zrika and my haktara of the tamid, right? So the end point of the haktara's tamid must take place before the haktara of the musaf. But the shrita and the zrika of the musaf could come before. Theoretically, that's what's not makev.
Tadir teaches you.
Exactly. But Tadir's telling you the tamid should come first.
Even in shrita.
Even in shrita, right? Yeah, there's no logical reason why you'd separate them. Why would you ever think this? You would never think that. You would never separate out the shechita, zrika, and haktara. What you would say is either the ola is done before or not. But to start making these again, it seems to be arbitrary lines. So you're right. You can argue that haktara isn't technically avoda, but it's very important for the korban. I mean, it's critical. It's mitzvah, achila, kachim, etc. And these are vashanicha.
Vashanicha. Now it's good to mind you.
The Rabbi's answer. Koda, right? So it works out very nicely, right? Why? What do you call it? He's going to say Afilu Haktara Delo Tanan, right? Tamisha Shachar Koda, right? Okay. Another Raya Mishum.
Hold on, is this an answer?
No, it's buttressing his answer. Oh, yeah. He's saying now it fits in. Right, the fact that it says nothing should be before sounds like something's ma'akev there. So what ikuv should be referring to? Oh, it's referring to the ikuv of haktara. Okay, let's stop. Okay.
So, wait, so when it's